T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
David Fowler, the board member with the Glade Run Park Conservancy, to talk about the piranha invasion in our hometown. David, good morning.
Good morning to you.
That's the
Glade Run Lake Conservancy.
I'm sorry, I missed the lake part, didn't I?
That's all right, it's awful early.
So, are there piranhas in waters here in western Pennsylvania?
No, sir. No, they do not belong here and will not survive the winter.
But apparently there was something, Glade Run Lake, 52 acres, big. It's in Butler County. But you found something small sitting on the bank. What was it?
Well, it was a pacu fish. And it wasn't that small. It was pretty good size, a foot and a half or so.
What?
Yeah, and the pacu is a relative of the piranha. They're omnivorous, so they're not carnivorous like the piranha is. But I don't know, somebody dumped them out of an aquarium or something and put them in the lake, and he died, of course. It's too cold for him. But he was sitting up there, and that just shows you that, unfortunately, there's problems that you don't foresee sometimes. And people putting aquarium fish in the lake is one that we hadn't experienced before.
So we're not in danger of being overrun by pacus that are a foot and a half and chew on stuff?
I hope not, but it'd make a good movie. Pittsburgh, hey, we could bring that one in.
The fish that saved Pittsburgh, what about the fish that ate Pittsburgh? I mean, my goodness. Okay, so let me ask you this. We don't know when this fish was placed in the lake. It could have been placed in maybe in June and survived up until it got really cold in November, and then it could have wreaked havoc on the local fishing population, correct?
Well, yeah, but that's just one fish isn't going to hurt it too bad. The big problem is if it had diseases that could affect our local fish populations, or if they could have put aquarium plants in there with the fish, which would invade our lake and turn it into, one big flowering aquarium. And that had really harmed the fish populations. This lake here produced the largest largemouth bass in the history of western Pennsylvania shock surveys before it was drained. And the habitat in the lake the watershed is in really, really good shape. And it's going to turn into one of the best fishing spots in the state here in not too long a time.
Are we allowed to fish there?
Oh, yeah, sure. Come on out. Now, it's all catch and release right now, except for the trout. They stop trout, and the trout won't survive the summertime because the water gets too hot. So come on out and catch some fish and catch some trout and take them home and eat them. But let everything else go because we're still building the populations that we want.
So the trout won't survive the summer in the lake. And the pacu, or piranha, won't survive the winter in the lake. Uh-huh. And let me ask you this as well. I have a fish ruler. It goes from like 1 inch to 2 inch to 3 inch, and then to 8 to 15 to 25 inch. Are you sure this was a foot and a half long fish?
That is what I have been told. I did not see the fish myself, unfortunately.
So this could be a fish story, David.
It could be a fish story other than the photographic evidence.
Okay, and I see. I Googled Paku, and they can be up to 30 pounds. That's a big fish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this was pretty good size. Fortunately, it was found by one of the neighbor's dogs who was rolling in it, much to the neighbor's chagrin. But
the story gets better and better.
Yeah. Again, this lake here is really something special. When they drained it, we've got it rebuilt just 6 years ago. But when they first redrained it, you could still see the original stream channel in the lake. You could still see the original root crowns on the trees that were out in the lake. And so after 60 years, there was only a couple inches of silt that was in the lake, and that shows you how healthy the overall watershed and the lake is.
For those that don't know,
everybody.
Where is it? Where is Glade Run Lake?
It sits in southern Butler County. It's just right where it's a mile from the intersection of Route 8 and 228.
Oh, that's pretty close. For anyone who knows Cranberry, it's not that far from there.
It's right down the street from Cranberry.
All right, well,
it's one of our little local secrets.
52 acres of the Glade Run Lake. David Fowler is board member with the Glade Run Lake Conservancy on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. David, happy, what do you say to an angler? What's good luck?
Good fishing.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. We had some professional fishermen out here with the Outdoor Network and Fishing University, and they were out here last year and did a tour and had a little tournament. And they say that in a few more years, this lake is going to be one of the best fishing spots in the whole area.
Well, there.
Well, there goes that secret fishing spot.
Well, we just ruined that for you. So, all right,
yeah.
David, have a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh,